Summer officially begins this week, and with it, summer reading. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick has a pair of unapologetically fun reads that go very well with poolside sunbeds and tasty libations. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. A long-divorced pair of 70-something celebrities runs into each other at a ritzy Malibu rehab center in Sloane Tannen's first novel for adults. Though Tannen's delightful sense of humor infuses the plot and dialogue with sparkle, the characters and their predicaments are not played only for laughs. Along with the farcical situations come moments of real emotion and insight. Marty Kessler is a retired Hollywood producer whose gold-digging girlfriend packs him off to Directions Rehabilitation Center for yet another stint when his opioid and benzo habit veers out of control. Bunny Small is a gin-swilling British author with a series of best-selling books for teens about a character named Henry Holter. When Bunny's estranged adult son, also named Henry Holter, fails to show up at the 70th birthday party thrown for her by her agent, she goes off the rails altogether. She, too, is sent to Directions. The family members who remain in the outside world have troubles of their own. Henry's girlfriend is cheating on him, and now his mother, whom he crossed the globe to escape, has shown up in Los Angeles. As the characters weather tough times and deal with hurts old and new, love and humor light the way. In Marcy Dermansky's novel, Very Nice, five narrators play a game of hot potato with a tale of summer sexcapades. Rachel Klein is a student at quote, that overrated liberal arts school on the Hudson, which I believe my daughter attends. As the novel opens, she offers to dog-sit for her creative writing professor, Zahid Azam, the name of either a superhero or a terrorist, while he goes home to Pakistan. Then they have sex. Meanwhile, up in glorious bougie Connecticut, Rachel's father, Jonathan, has left her mother, Becca, and Becca's beloved poodle has died. So when Rachel shows up for the summer with a nearly identical poodle, and in a few weeks the dog is followed by its owner, the super sexy famous Pakistani writer, well, Becca's in a vulnerable position, to say the least. Dermansky gives each of the Kleins and Zahid a turn at the mic and throws in one more, a lesbian financial analyst named Chloe, who is subletting Zahid's apartment in Brooklyn. Chloe's twin sister is a writer named Christy, who has stolen Chloe's childhood secrets for her own award-winning first novel, nominated, of course, by Zahid. Now maybe Christy can help him get a job at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, where she teaches, prying him out of his very long-lost weekend in Connecticut. There are many funny writer jokes in this book, among them the commentary on Rachel's parents' marriage provided by her short stories. In a way, the whole book is a writer joke. All the characters sound the same, like Dermansky, except with more or less profanity, and that seems to be intentional. We appreciate short sentences, says Rachel's mom, speaking for all of them, really. Dermansky has won herself a cadre of devoted fans, especially among other writers, and I am proud to be one of them. Flip back in the Weekly Reader online archive to hear our review of The Red Car, which we reviewed in July 2017.
The books are There's a Word for That by Sloane Tannen and Very Nice by Marcy Dermansky. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.